Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Know nothing. He's bigger than whatever you're dealing with. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints. You have to speak it. You have to tell it. You have to tell him you're bigger. You're bigger. Yes, Lord, you're bigger than this. And let your focus be on the blessings and not the curse. Let your focus be on what the word is saying, not what the enemy is saying. Hey, brothers, we're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get into this week's lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for that song, that selection, You're Bigger Than That. Amen. I just love the words to that song. I like that part when she said, "You won't leave me hanging," but that tells us that we can put our trust in him. Amen. Yeah. The scripture I'd like to share today is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Father God, for the words of that song, letting us know that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, no matter what's on social media, you're bigger than that. But Father God, help us to stand on the word of God, knowing that you are what you say you are, and that we are not what the devil say that we are. Lord, we just thanking you for your many blessings that you've given unto us, and we ask that you will continue, Lord, to open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word as Pastor teaches this word. Father God, we ask that you will bless Evangelist Sharon. Continue, Father God, to heal her in her body, Father God, that she may have a testimony for you, Father God. And we're going to continue to pray for her and thanking you, Father God, for the healing that you're doing in her life. And not only her, but
yes,
anyone else that has not spoken, that they stand in a need of a healing. For your word tells us by your stripes we are healed. And so, Father God, we're praying for them as well. We're praying for those that called in. We're praying for those that are listening by internet, because we know your word is faithful and your word is true. Father God, we bind up anything and everything that may come up against this broadcast, against our pastor and the listeners and those that participate, Father God, we bind it up right now, pleading the blood of Jesus on each and every one. And Lord, we're just so thankful for all those who do call in and those that are listening by internet. We ask that you also remember Evangelist Renee for her testimony that she has shared with us, how God has healed her. And we're just thanking you, Father God, because that encouraged our faith, that encouraged us to continue to trust in the word of God. Lord, be with all those who are bereaved, those that are going through, Father God. Give them a peace of mind and help them, Father God, to draw closer to you. Continue to bless our pastor. Use him mightily, Father God, as he brings the word, as he teaches the word, Father God. Anoint him, Father God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that he will continue doing your will, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Pastor. I want to point out a couple of things, and then we're going to talk on the subject this week. Prayer that brings results. Whatever you do, you want to have a result with it. I mean, you're just not doing things because you're doing it. You know, that should be sort of like if you're sowing something, you want something for that. If you're working, you want a payday. I mean, come on, brothers and sisters. I mean, you have to sometimes open up your way of thinking. You know, there should be some result behind that. If you spend all day cooking, there should be something to show on the table. You know, that's results.
Yeah.
If you done spend your heart, and a lot of people, they spend life, and they never think about what's going to result. You've been here for 20 years, 30 years. Methuselah lived 969 years, and that's all he got. That's all he cared about. You want to have some kind of result. You want to have something to say. And just like prayer, you're going to pray a prayer. You ought to want some results by it. You should expect results.
Yeah.
But what's the point? You see? Then what's the point? So for that to happen, there must be things to precede prayer. And first of all, you have to understand that most prayers have to be honest. And then you have to know that you're serious. You have to know you're dealing with a God that's real. He's alive. Remember,
Amen.
Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick. It's a living thing, man. God's word is living. God and his word is the same. It's active. And he goes on to explain how the word of God is alive. You can't get anything more alive than that, because it's sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting to the depths in such a way that you don't know the difference between the soul and the spirit. It's a So the word of God is alive, brothers and sisters. And you start your prayer life, you have to see it like that. And you're gonna learn this week that a lot of things you gotta see. You gotta see yourself heal. You gotta see the result. You know, it's just like, hey, man, I'm building this this house. and you're looking for results of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how long or what all God's going to do this week, but I can tell you one thing. You're going to talk about prayer that brings results. And I think one of the places you could start is start with the answer, which is the Word of God. Now, somebody
mm-hmm.
may say, why start with the answer? Let me show you, brother. Well, let's get a couple of foundation scriptures first. Okay, how about let's get Matthew 21 through 22. Okay, Matthew 21 through 22. I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the Word of God. I'm excited that if you're going to pray, you're going to get some results. If you pray based on the Word of God, there will be answers, okay? In other words, you're going to get some answers. This ain't one of those days where I'm going to go up here and I hope. No, you ain't got to hope on this one. It's going to happen for you. It's just like
mm-hmm.
you go to the bank, and if you, like a lot of times, people say, let me talk to the manager. I want to talk to the manager.
Mm-hmm. But
you know, if you talk to the manager, you're looking for results.
Amen.
You got money in the bank, and they try and tell you you ain't got money. Hey, I want to talk to you because you don't even know what's going on. You're not deep enough in there. I need to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. I can get some results. Let me talk to the manager.
Yeah.
You know why
yeah.
you're talking to the manager? Because you want to get results. You know why you go to God? Don't make me preach today. You know why
all
you
right.
go to God? Not just for mm-hmm. an answer. You're looking for results. Bless God.
Amen.
See, you ain't playing. You're serious.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't
Amen.
Going to the car lot just to come back empty handed. No, you're looking for some results.
Yeah, yeah.
So, one of our foundational scriptures would be Matthew 21 through 22. And we may not talk on it today, but I'm going to give it to you, and we will talk on it. In Matthew 21, and you know what? Bless God. Hallelujah. God just showed me some over here in Matthew 7. So I had to come back to that another day. I'm looking for 21, and I'm over here in 7. Praise God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
21 and 21. I'm going to have to go back here. Yeah, I'm excited, man. When the Lord showed me something, you know, a lot of times we grab one scripture and we say, well, and you realize it ain't, that's not the scripture. But Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. The 22nd verse says, and these things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But Jesus was matter of fact, yes. And if you embrace this kingdom life and don't doubt God, you'll not only do minor feats, like I did to also triumph over huge obstacles. This mountain, for instance, you'll tell, go jump in the lake, and it will jump. Absolutely everything, ranging from small to large, as you make it a part of your believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, Jesus answered his disciples because they marveled. The disciples saw it and they marveled, saying, wow, man, how soon will this big tree wither away? It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
what Jesus was teaching them, hey, man, that's nothing. It's nothing. That ain't really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus cursed that thing from the roots.
Yeah.
And like I said, I won't probably won't get into it today, but I do want to point out a couple of things. Jesus had to answer these guys, and he said unto him, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. This is a real truth here. If you have faith, in other words, you have the word of God. So you got to start with the word of God. Faith is the word of God. That's your substance. Faith is the substance, things hope for. So your substance is the word of God. If you have the word, now, whoo, can I just take a moment and say that? If you have the word, you're going to get results. If you have the word, remember John 15:7, abide in the word and the word abide in you. Hello, somebody. See, you got the word now, and the word is in you, and you're in the word. You better get some results.
Amen.
That's God. If God can't get results, everybody might well forget it. We all doomed for hell.
Amen.
It's God promised. He promised it. That if you abide, and remember, before any of his words shall fall, heaven and earth shall pass away. Man, this is the word of God. You got to pay attention. It's the word of God. If you say it and you speak in the word of God, it ain't even about you anymore. It's about what the word of God is saying. That's God's word. You just bold enough to speak it.
Amen.
So that's what Jesus said. Now if you listen to the 22nd verse, he said, now all these things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. So you're asking this in prayer. And believing, you shall receive. What are you believing? What is that? You acting on it.
Amen.
And you don't wait till it happens. You start believing in it before it happens. You don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. Just be able to speak that word. Let me tell you what. If you were blind right now and you had to share the word of God with somebody, if they were blind, tell them, hey, you ain't got to see it right now. You're going to see it later. But go and thank God for your eyes.
Yes.
I know you can't read it. You may have Braille, and that's okay. But let me tell you what you need to do. You need to have faith. What is that? That's the word of God.
Amen.
Said after them. Now, I'm telling you, if you have faith, see, I could stop right there and spend the next month just talking about if you have faith. So there's a possibility you may not have faith. There's a possibility you may be operating on feelings, not faith. You know, a lot of times people, they operate on feelings and not faith. When you operate on feelings, you will get no results. But if you operate on faith, you know, like that man said, well, I went out there and I prayed that God moved that mountain in the back of my house. He said, yeah. So he came back and he said, yeah, I don't feel like God's going to do it. See, you can't operate on feelings, brother, sister. You can't operate on feelings. And then you can't operate, because, see, that's where doubt is at. So we'll learn about that this week as well. But listen, brother and sisters, there were two things I was going to point out. But that was faith and then doubt not. So at some point in time, you have to teach yourself to doubt.
Amen.
Well, how do you do that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. You focus on the positive and not the negative. See, you got a situation. Yes, you have a situation. Acknowledge the situation, but going forward, that's not any more reverent to what we're talking about. I'm not focusing on the situation. I'm focusing on what the word says now. It says by his stripes I'm healed. That's what I'm basing everything. I mean, I know what I'm dealing with in my body, but hey, that's not what I'm focused. That is not my confession anymore. My confession is the word of God. Lord, thank you. By your stripes I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to learn to doubt your doubt. And the way you doubt that is with the word of God. And let me tell you, this morning I was talking to the Lord, and the Lord showed me something that I thought I just want to share it with you. It's a little bit off this scripture, but I want to share it with you. Brothers and sisters, you know Satan wants to get in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
He
yes,
owns
he does.
That. Because if he can get you to start communicating with him, that and that's one of the things he want to do. And we'll probably talk about that too. But that's one of the things he want to do. He want to get in your mind. That's why you got to cast those thoughts down. Take it to
yeah.
an instant. You got to cast those thoughts down. Because he want to get up there in your mind. You know why? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because he wants you to doubt. That's all.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not. See, so you got to find a way to deal with this doubt. And I'm going to tell you that right now, how to deal with this doubt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you cast them things down. Anything that's going to exalt itself above the knowledge of God, you got to cast it down.
Yeah,
I don't care how many degrees. Well, you know, you ought to go to the doctor because the doctors have these degrees and this and the third, and they won't tell you. And there's just nothing wrong with the doctors. Don't get it wrong. I'm talking about you getting healed now. I'm talking about prayer to getting results now. You don't went to the doctor, but you need some results. And who reports mm-hmm. you going to believe? You're going to believe what the world says, or you're going to believe what the Word of God says? Yeah, lay on the operating table. Lay on there. If that's where you at, lay on there. And before you put the knife on you, God's going to declare your healing. I promise you that. That's what's going to happen. God is going to do your healing. Trust and believe.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing Satan wants you to do is to come into the knowledge of truth. And he's going to try to get in your mindset to get you to doubt. See, that's where you doubt it. You doubt in your mind. You don't doubt in your feeling. Now you let it get transferred from your mind to your spirit. But listen, brother and sister, you got to doubt your doubt. Jesus said,
amen.
If you have faith and doubt not. Hear that? You can't doubt. You can't doubt. And the way you deal with the doubt, you doubt your doubt. And then just like with Adam, he just was trying to get in Adam and Eve's mind. Well, you know, I know God done said that. I get that. You shouldn't even been entertaining this thought. God already told you. You don't need to talk about nothing else. It's period. That's it. Period. By his stripes, you're healed. Period. Boom. Nothing else to talk about. Well, that means, no. That ain't what that means. That means you're healed. Whatever that means. And whatever you're dealing with, if it's mental, well, you know, I've heard that preacher, that sermon preach, and they talking about mental health. Well, period, you're healed mentally. Well, now I heard that talking about physical. Well, you're healed physically, period. You're healed, brother.
Hallelujah.
Well, that meant the spirit. Okay, fine. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for healing. By your stripes, I'm healed. See, that's all you want to think about is what the word says. Satan's going to try to twist it.
Because
he's going to get in there. Well, you know, let me tell y'all what's really going on. You won't surely die. You're going to know what God knows. And he's going to try to whet your appetite with stuff. And then you're going to start doubting what God said. Don't
have mercy.
Can't do that. You got to have faith. If you have faith, let me tell you, brother and sister, and I'm going to move on. To have faith is to have the word of God. So you, first of all, you grab your scripture and you stand on it like that evangelist Renee did. I don't care what y'all say. Getting up off of that. She's taking that one to the grave with her. She's doing just like everybody in the book of Hebrews. She's taking it to the grave. They died in faith. They died in that word.
Yes, Amen.
See, we just on the foundation of Scripture. That other, and I'm going to tell you why you have to say this, because of Mark 11, 23 and 24. Mark 11, 23, 24. These are our foundation. These two. I just make these two our foundational scriptures and move on to what they say, bigger things. Nah? But see, if you catch this here, if you get what I'm trying to tell you between these two scriptures, brothers, it's awesome. The 24th verse read like this. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, 4. Oh, you said 24. Okay, 24. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. Amen.
Yeah, amen. I like the way, since you've embraced this godly life, this is what you got to do. The 24th verse. But you know, she was going to go again to grab 23. Because it says, therefore, I say unto you. Well, why is you saying that like that? Because you got to go back up and see what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The 22nd verse. Well, actually, Jesus had to answer them and said, and them, have faith in God. Trust God's word. Let that be faith is what you got confidence in. Have confidence in what God said.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I ain't heard that yet. Have faith is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So said, have your such. Be predicated on what the word of God says.
Yes. Yeah.
That way you're going to get this guarantee. Man, this is a guaranteed truth here. You see, I said unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed. Listen, brother, and shall be cast into the sea, and shall not, and the word is, doubt. The things you said, it shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he said. That 24th verse said, therefore. See, so you go back and see what it's there for. And it's telling you go back to, that's what therefore means. You go back and you see what it's there for. Well, what are you going back to see? We're going back to see, and shall not doubt in your heart, in your spirit. So that means you got to feed your spirit, man, the right stuff. Not unbelief, not what this one said or that one said. That's if you want prayer that brings results. You got to do something with doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go to hell if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from. Right. Doubt come from hell. Come from Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he practiced on getting people to doubt.
Yeah.
Doubt you're going to get this job. Doubt you're going to be here. See, all that stuff is just negativity. You throw that stuff in the trash. But you got to pray for it. So I'm telling you right now, you pray to get the word of God by his stripes on here. Oh, I don't know. Whatever you ask him for. I don't know if they sit and try to fool you because you did something and you don't know you're a child of God. Then you have to grab the word of God and replace that doubt. Say, well, thank you, Lord, I'm a child of God. And your word says, because I'm trusting in your word. And your word says in Romans 8:16 that I'm a child of God. Lord, thank you. I'm a child of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
So that works with healing. That works about anything, brother, just even your finances.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So don't focus on the fact that, I did this. No, focus on forgiveness. Lord, your word says you've forgiven me. Thank you, Lord. So your focus now has shifted from the problem to the solution.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, that's how you get rid of doubt. Transfer you from the problem to the solution. Talk about
the solution
and not the problem.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of people, they just want to continue to talk about the problem.
Mm.
If y'all go back and listen to some of them tapes, Evangelist Renee, every time I look around, instead of talking about the problem, she was talking about scriptures. By his strength.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what she bring up. Most folks want to tell, well, y'all know this is going, no, she didn't even say, I just want to tell y'all by his strength, I'm here. I listen to one thing. the first thing, I mean, if somebody, if that was the first time they was listening to the broadcast, they would say, well, what's going on with her? They would. But they wouldn't know because she didn't tell them.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you can tape it in, but I mean, I can go back and find it to you to show you. As soon as she got on, first thing she started talking about is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you doubt your doubt. That's, let that be your focus. Not, oh, this got to happen. That, no, 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 no. Your focus is by his stripes, I'm healed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
By yours,
yeah.
You know, let the focus be that, hey, we were talking the other day, Ephesians 6 and 10. Your strength is in the Lord. You're strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I can
Amen.
Do all things through Christ that strengthens me. See, let that be your focus and not your problem.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah, don't get mad, devil, because I'm going to tell him. If I can speak it, I'm going to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Your focus needs to be the solution and not the problem. Who cares about the problem when you got the solution?
All right. All
why
right.
are we talking about the problem? That's pointless. We're talking about solution here.
Yes.
You know, everybody Hallelujah. Knows what the problem is. We need to know what solution is. Here's the solution, brother.
Mm-hmm.
This is the solution.
Yeah.
We're talking about what the Word of God says. So that's pretty much what Jesus is saying over here. That's pretty much what he's saying in Mark 11.
Amen.
He says, don't doubt in your spirit. So before you let doubt build up in there, you get ahead of that thing and you start putting the Word of God in there.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many things. I'm exercising my authority over the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing. I'm exercising
Amen.
My authority over the enemy. Lord, my authority is in your word now. My strength
yeah.
is in your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your word says I'm establishing you. So your focus now is no longer on that problem, but the solution. So every time everything coming out your mouth is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you one thing before I close. Let me tell you why you don't want to focus on the problem. Because that's where your belief is going to come. Telling you that you're going to start believing in the problem more than you do the solution, because that's all you heard. You just hear the problem, hear the problem, hear the problem.
Mm.
That's what you trust in, man, the problem. Forget the problem. Let's start talking about the solution. For every time you open your mouth, help me, Holy Ghost, time you open your mouth for every one thing that you say negative, say 20 positive things. Find 20 scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you I'm the righteousness of God. Lord, I thank you I'm laboring with you. I know I'm all right because the word of God says you heal me, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
See, the moment you say one negative thing, you thank God. Lord, I thank you. I know that sickness was from the devil. So your word said, I'm an overcomer. So I'm overcoming that, Lord, right now. Thank
yeah,
you,
amen.
Lord. I cast yeah. down those imagination, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My needs are being met, Lord, right now. Thank you. So for every one time the devil may have you, let's put it to you this way. When you slip and say what the problem is, when you already asked for the solution, if you slip and say the problem, then back it up with 10, at least 10.
All right. Amen.
Scripture. I bet the devil leave you alone then. I guarantee you. You're going to be dangerous before he is. Because he knows you're going to go tell somebody. Just like he did. She went and told Adam. You see, the devil know one thing. If you start confessing and start saying what the word of God says, healing is yours.
That's
one thing we should do. I might have mentioned two things, but anyway, this is where we allow anybody like to have anything to say, press one, and we'll give you a few minutes if you need to. If you can't wait to Thankful Thursday, I mean, I like to carry on, man. I'm gonna tell you,
Amen, amen. As I just wanted to read those verses again from the Message by Mark 11:22-24. It said Jesus was, matter of fact, embraced this God life, really embraced it, and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake, and it's as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. Amen, amen. So I like that. When you say you got to speak it, speak the word of God, speak that over your life, and believe it. Amen. Positive. I like that. Amen. Be positive.
Be word-minded. See, be word-minded. Because the devil uses a lot of positive stuff now is really negative. So be word-minded. Let me be clear on what I'm saying. Word-minded all the time. Hold on to your profession, your confession. What is your confession? Your confession is what the word of God says. Okay?
Amen. Yes, it is.
That's part of what we're going to be talking about, brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of things you got to just drop. You drop it out your vocabulary. You drop it out of where you think it. You know, you got to cast those thoughts down. If it's not the word of God, see, and that's the main thing I wanted to stress today. Prayer that brings results must be based, predicated, whatever you want to say, on the word of God. It has to be based. That has to be the base of your prayer.
Amen.
Jesus' focus was on what God said. Have faith in God. He didn't forget about the fig tree. He ain't saying nothing about the fig tree. You want to see how this works? Here how it works. Have faith in God. And I'm telling you the truth. All you got to do is say unto this, that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thy removed and be cast into the sea. I'm telling you what to do. Just speak. Say it. Speak it. Do it in prayer. It's really, brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, because you got to know how to ask. This is about asking. He said, whatever you do now, you ask in prayer. And why you asking, because you're going to get the desire when you pray. Believe that you receive them when you pray. But when you pray, when you're asking the Lord. And then you got to stand in there all the time and have the right attitude. Stand forgiven. Doesn't matter. Just, Lord, I forgive. I know Pastor didn't treat me right, but hey, Lord, I forgive him.
Yeah,
because you know why? Because you want to get results. You're not gonna get results if you holding malice. Because that's the devil stuff.
Amen. Say it now.
Yeah, you can't be. Oh, you gotta have one or the other. You can't have both of them now. You gotta either say, okay, Lord, I'm going all the way with you, or I'm on. You can't. It's no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20. You can't straddle the fence, man. You gotta decide either I'm gonna do it the way God said to do it, or I'm not doing it at all. It's pointless. God says, and then you're going to hold grudges. God doesn't say, God, you'll never get healed. Because I'm talking about how you get results. Let it go. It ain't that serious. It ain't that important, man. God told you to pray for somebody. I ain't praying for him because he did this. Or I ain't praying for her because she did this. No, pray for him.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, you don't realize what your prayer going to do. And if they don't line up, then it's like heaping coal on them. You're going to burn them up.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you all so much. And thank you, Pastor, for acknowledging that scripture in the